brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Oh.
Welcome. Hi. Oh. Welcome.
She had to welcome
Hello.
Everyone.
Oh, hola.
This is another sud segment where some of our co-hosts still think that coronavirus is that feeling you get after drinking a skunky beer. You know that feeling.
Yeah.
I think that sucks.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah. Well, not soon enough. Joining me at the table today is good old boy Dave.
Greetings. I am the Osmo 4000.
Yeah.
If only we were that lucky.
Boy.
Also with us is good old boy Kendall.
My name is Kendall. I'm a model. My favorite part of my body is my broad shoulders.
Absolutely.
Good boy Caperton, hello.
Hi everyone, this is Dave Caperton, and I am so excited.
Yeah, that's, you're going to get a lot of mileage out of that, I can tell.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's very proud of himself.
Hey, don't hate me for being motivational.
Good boy Drew, hello.
Never mind that. Here comes Drew.
I like it.
Is that your voicemail message? It should be.
I'll have to get with good old boy Dave on that and see if I can get that on my phone.
You got it, buddy.
And in case you didn't know, I am good old gal Juliana, otherwise known
as the boss.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And well, there's that. Okay, so we're all here. And you know what? What is the best kind of beer? Any ideas?
Mm. Well, I have a lot of ideas.
You have a lot of ideas?
Okay. But heavy?
How much time do you have?
60 billion minutes? No. Okay. Well, according to good old boy Dave, the best kind of beer is free.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
Now,
see,
I don't know
he
if
said
that's...
it. He said it in just like one sentence.
Yeah.
I was going to go on and on, but he just nailed it right there.
I don't know if that's always true, but it is nice when somebody brings you a beer they thought you might like, or just some beer they picked up on a road trip or a vacation. Even if that beer isn't great, the thoughtfulness makes it special.
Aww.
Yeah, okay. Well, good old boy Mike just gifted us a random box of beers from the West Coast. Now, he didn't say how he got them, and sometimes it's better not to ask these questions. So we're just going to go ahead and try them and see what we think.
Mm.
But first, though, this sud segment is brought to you by...
People Against Lactose Excess. The American craft beer industry is at a critical moment in its history. So let me speak directly to all the brewers. Hey, you found milk sugar. Yay for that. It makes beer thicker and sweeter. We get it. Lactose in a stout? Oh, yeah. Milkshake IPA? Okay, I can deal. But where does it stop? Lactose lager? Milk sugar michelada? Please, brewers, stop this before it's too late.
That was inspirational.
Mm-hmm. It always is, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good old boy Caperton, why don't you give us today's lineup?
I will do that, indeed. The free beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are as follows. Wild Barrel Brewing, San Marcos, California, and their Vice Passion Cactus Dragon Fruit Berliner Weiss.
It's a lot.
Yep. Los Angeles Ale Works, Hawthorne, California, with their Not a Pineapple Beer Double IPA. Mason Ale Works, San Marcos, California. The Cash Imperial Stout. Coffee Stout, sorry. Cash Imperial Coffee Stout. Second Chance, ironically, beer company, San Diego, California, and their Fistful of Gummies, fruited sour, indeed. Pacific Plate Brewing Company, Monrovia, California, with their Pina Colada IPA. Devil's Canyon Brewing Company, San Carlos, California, with their Desert City Blackberry Chocolate Crumble Pastry Stout.
Desert City.
It's a lot of words.
Desert. Yeah. That's
They're probably two, in the desert.
It's two S's. Yeah, that threw me. Devil's Canyon had me in the sand already. Alvarado Street Brewery, Monterey, California, with their Nevermind the Beer Here's the Milkshake triple IPA with milk sugar and good old vanilla beans.
Mm, so we're getting a dose of lactose today.
Yeah. And then some.
Yum, yum, yum.
It's like a fruit basket here.
It is a fruit. Where's Casey fruit when basket. You need them? All right. Well, moving on. Good old boy Kendall, why don't you read us the Suds ratings for today?
Happy to. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
All right, so let's get into it. And for those of you keeping score, we have cracked open the bottle, the cans, which are all cans.
Yep.
And we got some tasting glasses. We have not tried them yet. This is going to be all fresh and off the cuff, so to speak.
One of them almost exploded.
Yep. Oh. It's all bowed up on us.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if something bad happens in the recording of this, just know that we love you all.
Yeah.
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 And we've,
we gave everything for the
audience. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
The love.
Lots of love.
How do you box a beer? Do they just drop that off on your porch, Mike?
We didn't ask.
We didn't ask.
Okay. We're not supposed to.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Caperton's just breaking the fourth wall.
I'm sorry. I'm breaking everything up.
No. You're good. Okay. Let's start with Vice.
Vice.
Yeah. So this beer is called...
Moist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
okay.
I'm talking about.
So Wild Barrel Brewing from San Marcos, California, which they've only been around for 3 years. Kind of cool. They opened in 2017. This is the Weiss Passion Cactus Dragon Fruit Berliner Weiss Extravaganza.
Yep.
Clocking in at 5.6% ABV.
Weiss is a series of beers they do.
Yes.
Kettle Sours.
It's a nice looking can they've got there with the dragon fruit on it.
It is nice.
It is.
Purple. I'm a sucker for purple.
It's very pretty. It kind of reminds me of the broccolis, you know, in a way.
Is there a watermelon on there too?
I don't think so. Is that that's like a
passion fruit and dragon fruit?
Dragon fruit, passion fruit.
Yeah.
Well, the visual appeal of the can, that gets a thumbs up.
I'm digging this.
Kendall, what do you think about what's in the can?
Well, isn't the label on the sticker the most important part these days?
Well, yeah. I agree. Yeah. Yes.
It makes everything taste better.
Whatever, Kendall.
We've already said that we like that. Now let's get on to the boring part. Let's talk about the boring part.
I wanted to look at it. It's a pretty can.
It's interesting. It's creamier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Usually a Berliner Weiss finish is like kind of crisp and dry, but this one's a little creamy. Like it might even have a little bit of lactose in it.
Maybe.
But definitely getting the passion fruit because you know I can pick that out.
Yes. Yeah.
Kendall has a passion for passion fruit.
But I really don't know what the dragon, what, I'm really not familiar with dragon fruit, but it's got a nice tropical fruitiness to it. It's pleasant.
Yep, it's a pucker.
Yeah, a little sour, a little tart.
Pucker packer.
What do you think, Caperton? I like this beer. There are a couple of beers with this fruit combination of dragon and passion fruit. What's the brewery? What's the Fruity Tooty Brewery in Florida? Seventh Sun. Is that it? Are they the ones?
I think that's, no, that's they're, not, in, they're in Indiana.
Yeah, right.
No, that's Sun right. King. Never mind.
What am I thinking of? Anyway, there are a few beers that I can think of that have this combination of fruit, and it's a killer, I think. It's super tasty.
Yeah.
But like Kendall pointed out, that's what I was looking at the can for, bro, to see if there was any lactose in this. Because it's super creamy. I'm not getting any salinity or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's fruity. It's nice. If you told me this is just a fruited kettle sour, I'd say it's a good one.
Cool. What about you, Drew?
To be completely original, I'm going to have to agree with both of these gentlemen. It's definitely, I would not say indicative of the style. If I pick it up and drink a Berliner Weisse, it is not what I think of when I think of a Berliner Weisse. So, I would not say free beer is free beer, so I would not put it away. But
okay, well, we'll return in just a brief minute with the rating of this beer.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're talking about a fresh box that was...
Sorry.
Brought to us.
Very fresh.
Well, is that the dragon coming out?
Dragon fruit went down the wrong pipe.
It's the passion, baby.
It's the passion. So we got a nice little box of West Coast beers, and we're going through them because we've never tried them, and some of them have really cute little labeling. But anyways, so the first beer that we've been talking about is the Weisse Passion Cactus Dragon Fruit Berliner Weisse.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's a lot. From Wild Barrel Brewing. And my 2 second thoughts about this is, yeah, it is a little creamy for it being a Berliner. Very tart, very puckery, if you're into that sort of thing. And we are all rating this one a 3.
Woo, woo.
There you go. Woo-hoo.
That's a good start.
It is. So now, moving on, we're going to Hawthorne, California, to Los Angeles Ale Works. Their beer is called Not a Pineapple Beer, Double IPA.
Mr. Caperton,
what's that even mean?
What does that mean?
It means if you call it a pineapple beer, you're wrong.
Yeah. So this is 8.5% ABV.
Dang.
Fruit up front, coconut on the back, extremely dry finish, makes this beer very drinkable, but be careful. It's still a double IPA. Using Idaho 7, Azaka, and Sabro hops. What do we think?
Mm.
Mm?
Mm. Yeah.
What's your note, sir, Capertone?
You know, I'm not feeling this one, I'm afraid. It's bitter up front. Yeah. Pineapple is I'll admit this is a weird fruit for me.
Is it because it's spiky and hard to hold?
And well, it's impossible to get out, but yeah. But no, on my palate, pineapple beers, or beers with pineapple in them, rather, just don't play very well. And this one continues that streak for me. I don't get pineapple, for one thing. Is there no pineapple in it? Is that the point?
That's why it's not a pineapple beer.
Okay. Well, the coconut, I don't know.
It's like, why didn't they call it not a coconut beer?
Yeah.
Except that it's got coconut.
It's not a coconut beer either. So disregard my dislike for pineapple. I just dislike this beer because I'm not loving it very much.
What about you, Drew?
Very bitter up front. Did not know what to think. You know, not a pineapple beer. Yeah, right. Definitely no pineapple. I don't get any coconut either.
I'm not understanding this.
Yeah.
It's just kind of West Coast-y, you know, with the smokiness, but... I don't know. There's it's very thin as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
What about you, Juliana?
I smell coconut.
Yeah, we'll see.
Before I taste anything. And then it's a little creamy for me. So sorry, you think it's thin. I think it's a little creamy. Very sharp, very West Coasty. Like, it reminds me of the old Green Flash, you know, West Coastiness.
Yeah.
But then I get a little bit of pineapple at the end. But I have to search for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like Idaho 7 hops a lot.
I was going to say.
Whatever else they threw in here just kind of mucked it all up.
I don't know what happened to the Idaho 7.
I attribute this to the hop combination. Yeah,
it's messy, and I think they used way too many hops in the boil. So they jacked up the alphas way too high on this. I'm just not feeling it. What about you, Kendall?
I guess I'm the lone dissenter. I kind of like this beer, mostly because I'm just tired of sweet, creamy, thick beers, and this one's got some bitterness to it. You give me a beer with bitterness these days, I'm generally going to dig it.
And you're okay with it, huh?
I get the coconut more than the pineapple, but overall...
No, there's no pineapple. I'm confusing
you. Do you get pineapple, Kendall?
Just a hint of it. Okay. I get it's a vague kind of that tropical thing going on, but... I would happily put down a pint or two of this.
All right, that's fair. Right. What did we say overall? Like,
we're rating this a 3.
Okay.
I will note that there is no date.
Mike wanted to rate it a -1.
But, isn't that most of the beers?
That's Mike's thing. I never disagree with Mike when he's right.
For a guy who drinks as much beer as Mike does, he's never met one he liked.
I love that Kendall loved it, though. I love it when one of us loves one that everybody else is bagging on. I love that.
There needs to be, you know, that's what creates ill.
It is. It's the friction is where the heat happens, baby.
That's right. I like that. That's a t-shirt.
There's a go. Put that one on his, get that one for him.
Mike, we need that on a t-shirt.
Sounds like a beer name these days.
Yeah. A Stein beer.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Okay. Next up is from San Marcos, California. Same places, Wild Barrel. This one is called Mason Ale Works, and it's the Cash Imperial Coffee Stout. This one is 9.4% ABV. When asked for his definition of paradise, Mr. Cash said, "This morning, with her, having coffee." Our collaboration with Monster Coffee uses Costa Rican Aguas Claras beans to accentuate the rich chocolatey notes of this fine stout.
Are those the ones that they pick out of the poo?
No.
Oh.
No, it's a meerkat.
I was wondering what some of this flavor was.
Okay. Yeah.
No, it's a thing.
I know. I thought it was a civet.
Could be.
Meerkat. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
That's why I'm the boss.
That's why he's the executive.
Best consumed at 45 to 50 degrees with German Magnum hops. And they say it's very crushable.
I'm sorry.
It's nice. No, this beer is nice.
Thoughts?
I'm being too irreverent.
So, Drew, what did you... go ahead and give us your thoughts on this beer.
If you like to drink coffee all day, this is definitely a good beer for that. It's...
Like an iced coffee.
Yes, and I would not believe that it is, what did they say, 9.5%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dangerous. Yeah. Chocolate, dark chocolate, you know, maybe cocoa nibs. Really tasty, sort of dry almost. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a dry Irish stout, but with a boatload of coffee.
Oh, nice. What about you, Juliana?
I'm really digging on this because, again, it's so far away from the pastry stouts, you know, that are just sugar saccharate.
Yeah.
Really nice, like just thick enough. And what Drew said is like spot on. It just reminds me of a Guinness dry stout, you know, really dry, but really like dark, bitter, chocolatey, goodness with a ton of coffee. And the coffee is a really like a pure flavor. It's not overly, I'm gonna say, commercialized like coffee. This is like true, good, legit coffee.
Yeah
straight out of the French press.
Without
not,
the cream
not
you fakey. Know what I mean,
it's not fakey. Starbucks,
not fakey bakey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, oh, cool. Really digging on this.
This beer reminds me of, like, you know, you get those espresso beans or whatever covered in, like, dark chocolate. That's what this is. It's got that kind of nice combo of those two flavors. I really like it as well. What about you, Kendall?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go along with what everybody said.
No dissension this time?
No. And one thing Julie said, you know, so many stouts these days, it's like, let's just go down to breakfast cereal aisle and see what we can throw in our stout. And, you know, I think one of the original adjuncts to going into stouts was coffee. And that's because it works so well.
It does.
And this
yeah.
is a really great coffee taste. And the chocolate is almost like a really good semi-sweet or not quite bittersweet type of chocolate. But there's that good bitterness there that you want from the roasting of this. And it's, yeah, it's a fantastic beer.
Nice. Nice. Mr. Caperton.
I agree. It's and Drew's right. It's at 9.4. It is drinkable. I wouldn't call it crushable. But it's certainly drinkable. I could drink a couple of these. I like a nice bitterness that lingers at the end of this. It's a little too coffee forward for me to enjoy more than a couple, probably, though, to be honest.
Yeah. I like the bitterness at the end of this in the context of this beer versus the bitterness at the end of that pineapple beer. Yeah.
This is
where it was like it just felt a little harsher on that one. This one, it feels more in place.
It is a coffee beer, though. It's super rounded. I mean, it's a nice as a coffee beer. It's a good one.
Cool. So
do we know if this is just a coffeed up version of their other Imperial Stout?
I don't know.
Because I'd be really curious.
I was looking at the can, trying to see.
Yeah,
I like their cash money.
It makes me want to have more of their beers.
Yeah, sure. I would love to try the base beer.
I'll try another cash beer for sure.
And I feel you're going to get those coffee and chocolate notes even in the base beer. It's just they cranked them up for this version.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was the coffee company they worked with?
Mostra.
That might be a good place to get some coffee.
It's got like an M logo here on the can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a beer that tells you what temperature to serve it at, too, because I'm a stickler.
You like to be directed?
I'm a stickler. It's not me that needs the direction.
Do you put a thermometer in your beer before you drink it?
No, but I know when it's right.
Isn't that what the infrared thermometers are for?
I spend a lot of time in the cellar. So.
He puts his pinky in it. You know. I need to warm up about 2 more degrees, and then I'll try it.
All right. What did we give this beer?
We rated this a 4, and it looks like Cash is their only stout. I don't see another version.
Oh, there's this is the
yeah.
It's
their coffee this is it imperial at the moment. Stout. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still nice.
Yeah.
Do more of this, Mason Ale Works.
Yeah. Yes. It's good.
Okay. Now moving on to San Diego.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. What he said. We are going to go to Second Chance Beer Company.
To the opposite end of the beer spectrum.
Yep.
Ain't that
well,
the truth?
I don't know. It's the same. We didn't do a pastry stout, but
so
no, this is
what we're talking about is Fistful of Gummies Fruited Sour. This one is only 5% ABV.
What's that one?
5%.
Thank you.
Yes. And it's a fruited kettle sour that combines lush flavors of raspberries and bluesberries. Yeah, English is a second language.
Blues brother berries.
With a sour finish for a brew that is nothing short of a liquid gummy.
Nothing
short. I don't know about that. Well, what do you think about it, Juliana?
Well,
tell us.
Kettley. Yeah. Kettley on that. I mean, strong kettley aroma.
That's not a word.
Kettley.
Kettley. Shortcuts.
I like that, though.
Like yeah. It.
Blazing trails.
Man, this is a gummy. Because you know how you get that little sweet, like the salt, and then you get that sweetness on the end?
I hate sour to gummies, say it, but she's right.
Darn. It is. Oh, my God.
Now, so regardless if you think it's a good beer or not, the name fits it, right? So they named it appropriately.
Okay. Yeah. It really,
Sour Patch Kids in them.
Yeah.
No, it's a gummy beer, not a Sour Patch
Kid. I mean, it doesn't taste like real fruit. Like
No, there's nothing real about it. I mean, in terms of...
But it's not bad. No. It would be a good slushy.
It's really that candy you're getting. You're getting candied fruit out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't want a beer, if you don't want hops, if you don't want malt, but you want alcoholic gummies,
I love
this. Is for you.
Yeah, this is hard seltzer, man.
Yeah.
Is this Jolly Ranchers in Zima?
I want to make the beer where everybody says there's nothing real about this.
Yeah.
That was the best.
Sorry,
thing
it's already
there.
Been made. Yeah.
But as a slushy, oh man.
Yeah, dude. I concur.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of us.
Good boy, Dave. What do you think of it?
I mean, fake fruit, candy. I mean, what are you going to say? Yeah. You know, it's alcoholic candy for adults. You know, if they could figure out a way to maybe add some gelatin to this or whatever, you could turn it into gummies with 5% ABV. Eat a pack of them and feel all right, I guess. But I don't have a problem with it because it is what it says it is.
So there you go.
You know, now whether is it a great beer?
Right.
But is it a beer?
But they did a thing.
Sure.
Well, they used some, I'm pretty sure they probably used malt.
Yeah.
I don't think they used.
There's a little malt.
I'm not going to say they used hops.
They might have.
I don't know.
They
I can't
might
say.
Have, but they probably
threw
not.
They threw a handful in there.
Like
just
they may
to,
have waved a hop over the kettle.
And they used, lactobacillus or something. They soured it real quick. And
single culture.
Yeah. You know, just did their thing. What do you think, Kendall?
Too sour.
Here we go.
Too
here
sweet. We go. Too candy.
Wait a minute.
Too sour and too
it
sweet.
It can't be too sour and too sweet.
It is. It's both. It's
I'm
like,
the
it's
average
like
a, listener. I don't understand that.
It's like one of those sour, like you said, Sour Patch Kids. Yeah. You get hit with the sourness up front, and then that fades, and then you get just sugar. And
then your tooth hurts.
And then your teeth hurt. And and I think Drew said Jolly Ranchers, too. That was kind of the fruit profile I was going for. Just absolutely fake.
So it was like a callback to the 80s or 90s. It's like a poorly made McDLT, the hot side too hot and the cold side too cold.
Wow. That's a reference I haven't heard in a long time.
Say well, there
not
you
gonna
go.
Say what I was going to say.
But no,
I am
just not a fan of this. It's I don't know. I don't get it. It's out there for the purpose of being out there.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're looking for a well-made Pilsner, this is not your beer.
Right. No.
What do you think, Caperton?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to. There are a lot of people that want this, right? There are a lot of people out there that would probably enjoy this beer, but this tastes like I feel like I'm getting the claw here. Is what's going on? You guys, I'm looking at the cans. I'm looking for the claw can, but it's like an alcoholic seltzer sort of.
That Jerry Reed song.
What we call them hard seltzers. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet these guys have a hard.
But it's
seltzer.
But it's like you say, they probably use some grain.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What do you think, Drew?
I love Sour Patch Kids. Just to go ahead and get that out of there. And what this reminds me of more than anything else is when you get to the end of the bag, and all that's left in the bottom
dust,
is the
dust.
Invert sugar and the sugar, and you lick your finger and you stick it in there, and you go.
Yeah.
It's far more sour than I would have expected from a gummy. It makes me wonder what kind of gummies they are having out there in San Diego.
Oh, the kind.
My last
the
sip there was pretty sour. You're right. I was like, I didn't go with the sour patch early, but that last sip was pretty sour.
I would agree that they did what they set out to do.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't drink it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So
that's what I'm saying.
But I mean,
people like this.
So what would make this beer better?
What would make it better? That's tough.
Have the idea and then not do it.
Okay. You know what? What other things would... So...
You know what I would do?
I mean, it's not
you
like
know what I would do?
What would you do?
Here's what I'd do. I'd make a beer and then I'd put gummy bears in it.
Yeah, come there's, on, there's man. Somebody I mean, in there's, town already doing
there's
that.
There's somebody, yeah. So that's what I do, you know? Because this doesn't... I don't know, man. It doesn't play like a beer. That's a stickler for me these days. I think we're at the point in the arc of kettle sours now where we can pause and examine what the heck we're doing.
Yeah. You know? Do you guys think kettle sour will be like a BJCP like style at some point?
I don't know. You know,
it almost would have to be, right? Because
does that matter at the end of the day? That's what BJCP is not a marketing. It's not a marketing thing.
No, I agree.
But silly stuff that's like from the candy aisle, that's marketing gold, right?
Yeah, so sure. The alcohol, you said alcoholic candy. That's what this is. And there's a market for that now. I don't think it's a traditional craft beer drinker. It's just somebody who wants an alcohol delivery device.
Well, I think, too, though, like a lot of people who just start drinking craft beer right now, they just came off of candy. You know, like,
okay, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is like,
came off of, they're still eating.
Well, they're probably still.
I'm still eating candy.
Oh, I eat nerds, you know, and stuff, you know.
But
what's
hard.
The candy gets you? You never get off.
It's really hard because the purist in me is wanting, you know, the four basics, right? And I want to taste malt and I want to taste hops.
Yeah.
Well, to fair be continued enough. When we return. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
All right, cool. So we are talking about some random beers from the West Coast that was dropped off on our doorstep.
Very random.
Moist. Yeah.
Some of them are moist.
Moist.
You're right.
I just like that.
You would.
You know, I had not heard of any of these breweries, and that's just a testament to how much the industry has grown everywhere.
No, yeah. I've heard of, what's the one?
There's one coming up.
Alvarado Street?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only one I've heard of.
I've heard of them, but I don't know anything about
just
them.
Just so many new breweries everywhere. Everywhere. Used to be a time you could kind of keep up, but not anymore.
Oh, well, how is LA Ale Works in Hawthorne?
Mm.
I mean, come on, man. You should be Hawthorne Ale Works. Be proud
maybe
of where you are.
Hawthorne's
probably right there.
Yeah, maybe it is right there.
No?
I would love to be able to track the used beer systems from failed breweries to the new startups.
We didn't look
that
at
would
the
be an interesting data
cans.
Points.
Mm. Okay. So we had these beers dropped off our doorstep, kind of like a stork.
Yep.
And what we've been talking about for the
big bearded
big old beer stork
and a
tatted up stork. Yeah. He's probably humming a Grateful Dead tune. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm humming a prog rock.
Grateful Dead tune.
Okay.
Oh, I get it. California.
Hey, Thank you.
Sorry.
I was trying.
Slow.
I was trying.
So it took him a while to get here because he was high.
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be prog rock because prog rock doesn't happen in California. Not legal, much anyways. Legal in
California. Oh, you said stork. I thought you meant the dork who brought him to us.
No.
Luckily, he doesn't have a microphone. Yeah. Okay, so
yeah, you guys just continue to use me as a bit. That's okay.
We'll
just eat pretzels over here.
So, what we've been talking about is the Fistful of Gummies Fruited Sour from Second Chance Beer Company in San Diego.
Should we give them a second chance after drinking this beer?
You know what, though? But here's the thing is, they're saying that it's Fistful of Gummies, and really, it is
They
gummies.
Warned us.
They nailed it.
They did. Yeah. The name makes sense. It's exactly what it is.
And we should say that good old boy Drew pointed out during the break that there are 10 IBUs, so that means that there were some hops used.
It's a beer.
Bare minimum, but
so
yeah.
It's grain, not about grain, beer and water and yeast.
It's not about results. Both. It's about intentions. Is that what we're questioning?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, man.
Yeah.
The results are not so good.
They got what they they were shooting for.
Yeah. That's what are we? That's a quandary. We're in a paradox wrapped in a riddle here.
You know what though? If you're
sheathed in a mystery.
If you're a
sheathed.
If you're a 21-year-old, okay, and you're just now starting to get into beer.
Yeah.
Or if you're a 75-year-old with a sweet tooth.
And you drink a crap ton of, like, hard seltzer.
Hey, listen.
If you're used to drinking a lot of energy drinks that weird taste to it.
Good point.
This is an alcoholic energy drink.
This is jock beer.
It tastes like a can of, you know, one of those amped up energy drinks.
Alcoholic energy drink. Except there's no energy.
Four Loko without the Loko?
The energy is what you need to slug the can.
I know that energy and alcohol together will make you bite the beak off a bird. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So maybe this was just
a bad combination.
Maybe this is just a one-off because I'm looking at some of their beers online, and these are beers I want to drink. An American Porter, an American IPA, and an Irish Red Ale.
Well... They are Americans, you know? So they may have gummy bears.
So maybe they're just trying to appeal to the younger crowd.
Okay.
Their Irish ale is called Fistful of Shamrocks.
It makes me wonder why
that
there's no...
That would be cool.
It's got a Lucky Charms in it.
Yeah.
No disclaimer that says not for children, you know.
When it's all bright colors and cartoons. Yeah.
This is alcoholic. Not appropriate for children.
If this were in the checkout lane, your kid would be reaching for it.
Yeah.
You never know.
If you put not for children on the can, kids are going to reach for it.
That's true.
Like, not for me. We'll see about that, fella.
I'm that guy. I was that kid.
Yeah. You're still that kid.
You ain't the boss of me.
Well, not yet. Okay. So... For what they were trying to prove, yes. Okay, I give them an A+ for that.
Intent versus result.
Yeah, but...
There's something about a road somewhere. Going somewhere.
The road to hell. Yeah,
that one.
We are going to rate the Fistful of Gummies a 2.
Do better.
That's all you
get. We're going to give you a second chance.
Yeah. Send us different beers.
Send us another case of beer.
I will gladly give you a second chance. Yeah.
In fact, send us 2 just so we can do some thorough research.
Yeah. I didn't look at the dates on these either. Drew's checking them.
All right. Well, now we're going to move to Monrovia.
Before we do that, though.
Okay.
So, speaking of things from childhood and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you guys have seen Slow TV?
Me.
Now.
I have not.
No one else.
What is Slow TV?
No one else.
For those of
Seriously?
You.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. Besides the Cheshire cat in the corner over there grinning at all this.
Give us a 30-second elevator pitch for Slow TV. What is it?
It's what it is. It's Slow TV. There's no direction to it. It's the equivalent of watching a glacier calve into the ocean on television. In fact, that might be a channel.
So not British
drama. That might be a channel, just a camera pointed at a glacier. And it, you know, you might be the guy who's lucky enough to be watching.
To see it move.
When it like suddenly cleaves off and falls into the ocean. It's the anticipation of nothing.
So Mike, good old boy
so
Mike.
So alluring.
Yeah, good old boy Mike told me about it. So alluring. And so I watched a little bit. And all I saw was, and I remember like when I was a kid, I used to watch like Sesame Street or something. And every now and then you would see just videos of trains.
Right.
It would just be trains going
but
back.
But sometimes
forth.
No trains, right?
Sure.
But then sometimes a train comes
and
by.
And I found one video and it was from the perspective of the train. So you are the train and you're going down the track.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and like, I looked up 30 minutes later. I'm like, I've been watching this train.
Just go a train, down, go train through,
and I don't even know where it was.
You just turned your brain
it
off.
It was going through, and it went through a town, and then it went out into the country, and then you kind of crossed.
It's big in Europe, man. It's just a huge thing, slow TV. It really
and
is.
And that's all it was. It was just...
Love it.
You know,
I love
watching
it.
Trains.
And when we ever get the cannabis aspect of the show going...
Oh,
This will be.
I bet you if you track the demographics of who watches the slow channel, like in Colorado and California places.
Thank you for picking up what I was laying down.
Oh, it's probably. And if you could further
good old boy Caperton is the only one who's seen it. You do the math.
Yeah. if you could further tie that in with like Doritos or Cheetos purchases. Mm-hmm. Maybe Papa John's.
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking John's, it's definitely. Like some sort of writer's strike that I haven't heard about.
And no.
That's what spawned this.
It's what it
but
is,
this
man.
This makes a lot more sense.
It's reality TV taken to the next level because, you know, like with traditional reality TV, you still have to pay the family.
Dude, reality, like there's a lot
whatever.
Of time where nothing's going on. Right. You know, it's this, just waiting this, for something to happen.
This celebrates nothing going on.
Yeah.
Like it is exactly.
It's horrifying. Yeah. I love it.
And it could be 10 hours. 10 hours. The entire train trip.
What a horror show. Wow. Yeah. I love it.
But it will suck you in and you're
see?
I'll just go stand in line at a beer release.
How long were you watching that train roll down the track before you realized
at least
it?
Like a half hour. I was like,
you throw a little vape pen into that and then, you're like, you're done.
Then you kinda don't want to get away because you're like, well, what if they get there? Like, what if I change the channel?
Yeah, man. And it's not about getting there. It's about the trip, bro.
What do you see along the way? I mean, do you see cows?
It's the trip.
Do you see horses?
Maybe.
Do you see people trying to walk across?
Maybe. Do you?
is this the like natural progression of the, you know, the fireplace on your television that they do on
some
sounds
things?
Like it.
This is way better.
Yes, it's way better than that though.
You know, like the aquarium TV.
You know, there's
no
anticipation. Well, I guess you could say, ooh, is that log gonna fall?
Yeah.
You know, but
I think I'd be sitting there waiting on like something to get
run over. Is there a storm front coming and do you go right into the storm front? And then I mean, do you go from sun to dark and skies
it's super
you do.
Look,
you do.
I mean,
but
come
it's
on.
Super philosophical. I could get into it.
But
you know,
I think
I mean,
Drew captured something there because there is also, on some level, a NASCAR aspect to it where
it's a bunch of left turns,
You watch 299 of the laps.
But
because you're waiting
crash.
For that crash. Like,
crash.
Did a deer stumble onto the tracks?
It
or
is.
Like,
that's
you
a good
know,
point.
Somebody fell off the train or, you know.
A
like,
drunken NASCar fan falls into the, you know,
train
lane
tracks.
Or
yeah,
something.
Or whatever.
Man,
yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. No fans in the stands right
well,
now.
Well, anyway.
Slow TV. Everyone needs to try it.
Yes. I'm so glad that's
with
subject
or
came up.
Without.
A fistful of gummies.
Exactly.
We're about to get a new sponsor. I predict.
Okay. Moving on. Let's. Go to
Meanwhile,
Pacific Plate.
Back at the ranch.
And you know what? I dig this.
These guys have a cool logo.
I do too.
They do. They got a cool logo.
What?
They're in Monrovia, which is
Monrovia.
The epicenter of all shrubs, flowers, and things, which is great. And this beer is called Pina.
It's Pina Colada IPA.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you go to Untappd, it's just called Pina.
Well, that's because they're lazy.
They're
okay?
not lazy.
They're lazy, and they gave up halfway through.
They did not.
Caperton, what's that beer called?
It's called Pina Colada IPA.
See, they gave up a third of the way through. They didn't even get the colada or the IPA.
And what'd you guys say? They had a cool logo or something?
Yeah, I like the way that looks.
It's like plate. It's like a boilerplate font, man. It's
the kerning is off.
Yeah. Okay.
There you
sorry.
Go.
You know sorry. What? There's just no, you know what?
Whatever, I'm letting it spill over. I'm getting fine. I'm getting submerged in some
Kendall,
dislike.
Tell us what you think about this beer, please.
I like this beer. I get up front, it's an IPA. You get, you know, it's got a nice bitter finish that kind of lingers a bit, and then you get just hit in the face with a lot of coconut.
See, I like this one compared to the other IPA because the bitterness seems to fall in line with everything a little better.
Yeah, it kind of merges together. Yeah, coconut, bitter, it works.
Cool. Caperton, now that you've hated on their logo.
So
hate on the beer.
It's bitter, and there is coconut for sure. Are there other requirements to being a pina colada? And is bitter one of them? I just don't think this plays very well. I don't like these beers. It's super bitter. And somehow, I never would have thought it till everybody started making these things. And there's a local brewery that was definitely at the tip of the spear on coconut beers. And they still do them well. But there's a weird aftertaste that's very bitter that I do not find pleasing in a beverage.
Well, here locally, I'll say part of that coconut and the pineapple with the IPAs, the resurgence of tiki bars, breweries are making beers that resemble.
Those are different.
Cocktails.
That's a cocktail. This resembles an IPA. It really does. It's super bitter.
It is definitely bitter, but there are also elements of.
I don't get any other elements other than bitterness and coconut here.
Well, you know what? If you were stranded on a deserted island, what you were living with.
No.
Okay. So, Drew, what did you think about this beer?
I'm going to preface this.
Here we go.
Drew did a slow reveal of his face. I'm going to love whatever he's
about
like to say.
I don't like coconut. As a general rule, I do not like coconut. I have had some coconut beers where it is good. Typically, coconut is in a beer and anything. It's just too overpowering. There's too much of it. This is... the worst of both worlds. It is too much coconut and it is too much bitter. I have never really poured out a beer before that was not like just sitting overnight and nasty and what fell in it. Ooh. I'm the guy that's like, oh no, don't waste that. I'll finish that. No, please, God, no. Don't make me drink this beer again. This is probably the worst thing that I've had in my mouth in the last year.
Wow. That may need to be our new one rating is please, God, no. Julia, what did you think?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be the outlier in here, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, that's
I liked it.
Well, okay.
I like it even more.
You guys aren't outliers. You're now a coalition.
The table is pretty evenly divided. I like it, but I'm not going to fight for it.
On the nose, I'm getting pineapple and I'm getting coconut. And if it says that it's a pina colada, then I'm expecting some sort of tropicalness to it, okay?
There is pineapple juice in it, and that may be why I remember my diss of pineapple.
Caperton doesn't like pineapple.
Okay.
Drew doesn't
like
coconut.
I love pineapple, just not in beer.
Okay, so they're just omitted from this thing. Okay, we're just going to focus on this side of the table.
We're those guys that...
and that's okay that you don't like them.
Give a beer on Untappd a bad rating, you know, for like a West Coast IPA. Oh, I don't like bitter beers, giving this a one. You know, I'm not that guy.
Well, anyways, I like it. Okay. It's enough.
Yeah.
We're giving it 3. Okay, the next one that we're going to talk about quickly is the Desert City Blackberry Chocolate Crumble Pastry Stout from Devil's Canyon.
Holy Jesus. Sorry.
It is dark.
I like the fruit.
It is fruity.
There's a nice little chocolate.
So sweet.
Yeah,
it's really sweet.
But it's lactose.
It's dessert.
They should call it lactose
city. They called it Dessert City.
Kind of tastes like little chocolate donuts with blueberries.
Yeah,
this is 10.5% ABV. By the way,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is. Not my cup of tea.
So we're going to give this a 2.
Yeah. I'd go a 3. But.
And then the last one that we're going to very briefly talk about is from Alvarado Street. It's Never Mind the Beer, Here's the Milkshake. Triple IPA with milk sugar and vanilla beans.
Holy, oh God, no. Holy bajoli.
Yeah.
This is only like vanilla. This is a ton of vanilla.
Sugar, vanilla.
Sorry, that's a
it's
one.
I had to
10% ABV, definitely vanilla extract.
What?
Just straight extract.
Yeah,
10%, it's a one. I would not.
Well, anyways, they can't all be winners, folks.
This is true.
But we did get some really interesting ones.
We did. Okay? We did. Those were, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for today's Suds episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, please do yourself a favor and tap the subscribe button.
Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry and Aunt Claire, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipssudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip, Suds, Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
Thousands.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
5 stars. 5s.
Good boy, Dave.
Be gentle with the lactose.
Yeah.
And follow me on Instagram at good old boy Dave.
There you go.
Good boy, Kendall.
It was wonderful being here. I always dig California beers.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Good old boy Caperton.
It was a blast being here as usual, and you should never follow me. So that's my advice.
Good old boy Drew.
Please God, no.
This is little gal Juliana. Tune in next time. Keep on chuggling. Bye-bye.
I'm the boss.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.